Service from Albuquerque to L.A. suspended after a fiery freight train derailment on the New Mexico-Arizona state line. No injuries reported. This is ABC News. Two Florida deputies are recovering after they were shot in Lakeland early this morning. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
A Polk County deputy investigating a suspicious vehicle encountered a man who refused to get out. The deputy called for backup. When the two tried to remove him, he opened fire. He struck the deputies before he was killed. Sheriff Grady Judd said the suspect described himself as a sovereign citizen.
Which simply means they resist government, they don't believe in government, they don't think the laws apply to them, and they can do what they want.
The suspect was believed to have been living out of his van. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Well, it's been years of delay, but now Boeing's first human-manned spaceflight is set to launch. Two NASA astronauts have made their way to Cape Canaveral just about a week before the May 6th scheduled launch to the International Space Station. Now, this will be the first crewed launch for Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. SpaceX has been launching astronauts for NASA since 2020. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Then provide clear definitions for travel disruptions. That includes delays of at least 3 hours on a domestic flight and 6 hours for international flights. A key industry group responded to the announcement by touting transparency efforts among carriers. Murray says most people aren't frequent flyers, and it's hard for them to keep up on all the latest practices and policies among airlines.
The average person only flies once every 18 months. So this will just bring transparency to that process, and it kind of evens the playing field.
Murray says this could come in handy for Midwestern customers when a winter storm wreaks havoc on air travel. The new rules also require refunds for baggage fees when a piece of luggage is delayed by 12 hours or more for domestic flights. And there has to be upfront disclosure on fees for first and second checked bags and carry-on bags. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around and lows in the mid-50s. More showers and thunderstorms likely for tomorrow, highs close to 60. Early showers Monday, then mostly cloudy, breezy, and a high in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, warmer on Tuesday, highs up to the low 70s. Currently it's 79.
Todd Allbaugh. Everybody join us next time as we recap the weekend news events and kick off It's Gonna Be May Week.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Throughout this hour of Civic Media Spotlight, we highlight excellent morning show content from across the Civic Media radio network this past week. Kicking off the hour, we head to northeastern Wisconsin for a conversation with Meinau and the mayor, where they were joined by the vice president of the Wisconsin area music industry, Ron Brooks.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Meinau, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Meinau and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Meinau and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Meinau and the Mayor here in a good look. Look at 53 in Oshkosh, 52 in Appleton, 49 in Green Bay. How high is it supposed to get, Todd? You know?
I don't think it gets much. This is not a great week, but then did you see it's going to be like 78 on Saturday or 76?
Really?
Did you see that, you guys? I think it's that nice.
Well, they're saying 67 today.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yes, 73 Saturday. Wow.
I know. That.
Hope I have my bike by then. And my biker. I'm getting it. You know what I'm getting?
Oh, don't please don't say that. Nope.
What do you, what? What's going on?
He's
going
to say he's going to wear those biker shirts.
No, listen
at those
to me.
Guys who want to be. That is.
Well, he found something out yesterday. Remember what you found out? Tell the story.
I'm getting padded biker shorts.
Oh, yeah. Those. Wow. You're going to look
great. I'll tell you
what.
I think I'm going to look pretty hot in them. I'm not even kidding.
Boy, those are...
And he'll be sitting right next to you, Jim.
I know.
And if anybody gets a kiss cam, you'll be right.
No way.
And you know what? You know what we're going to do, though, when I first get wear those here? You know what we're doing? Huh. Another round of leg lifts.
Oh, hey, that was...
We are. I'm serious. I beat you.
No, Todd.
Yeah, because
Todd.
I didn't want to get fined by Todd the $10. So I jumped up. Exactly.
I don't think
Ron.
So. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
You know, Ron.
Ron Brooks is here from Whammy.
Right. And so the Wisconsin area music industry, right?
Yes.
And you recognize the artists in how many categories?
We have a little over 80 some categories now.
And we're going to go through all of those this morning. Yeah.
And the nominees are.
But unfortunately, we don't present all of them at the show because it's just not enough time.
And eventually, and I'm setting some things up, some meetings, and Johnny and I and you, of course, Ron, we're going to have a bricks and mortar place because I know you guys, and thanks for sending me that email, but We love the music and the arts. I mean, we have people on here every Friday that are...
perform live?
If they up and coming or what?
Dennis, my good friend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He was in a band with me, by the way.
Really?
Oh, really? Absolutely. Yeah. I'll bring a photo of you sometime with the really big hair.
You know what,
stuff.
Though? It's funny. I think every local musician has played with a different look at some point in their career.
You guys do get along.
Do you know Ramona? Ramona and the Flower?
I can't think of her other band name.
And she was here and started... And Dennis, like, we played together. We're in the same band for a while.
Right.
It's like, it's such a family of you guys interacting with one another, aren't
you? That it is.
Yeah.
That it is. I can tell you that at the awards show, there's going to be a whole group of musicians where we all know each other from around here that are going to be hanging out.
Awesome.
Do you give a category in different types of music, right? Jazz?
Correct.
I got to ask, is there polka in there?
Yes, there is. Well, that's such a big part of the culture here in Wisconsin that to omit polka would be crazy.
Yeah.
But the way the award system or the voting system works, the musicians actually self-identify what their categories are.
Oh,
So
well, you probably have to these days because country and pop are so close.
You look at Jimmy Buffett's going in. Yeah. I mean, there's even when you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, there's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Uh-huh. I'm surprised to see Simon and Garfunkel in there. It's like, really?
Really? But, why not?
I don't know. I just don't see those guys as country.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably have been covered by a country artist on one of their songs or so.
Right. Do you have the big question he's trying to work his way into? Your barbershop quartet categories?
Jim, I happen to know who is on the running list for Hall of Fame. The Schmidt brothers are on the list.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So one of these years.
Okay. That's fantastic.
That's all right. Just let me know how much. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's. And I think we do, as I said, sometimes we get a little bit overshadowed with sports. And that's okay. We love sports.
Well, this is a town with a football problem.
It is. And we're going to try and get a. The NFL draft is going on. There's some people from Green Bay out there because we host it next year. So we're going to get somebody and talk to them this week about how it's going out there. But I think it's great that you recognize the musicians, the artists in this area. And is it the whole state of Wisconsin, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a really tall challenge for the state because geographically, you know, if you're in Milwaukee and somebody is in Duluth, that's a long way.
Right.
And it's not a fun drive, you know. Right. I've made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's only 5 million people, and they all probably, a lot of people do something in music. And I think the interest in your I think, I'm not saying everybody can play or sing, but there's more musicians than there are athletes, I would think. I don't know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the big part of it, when you're in school, if you participate in any school music, is learning how to be part of a group. So it kind of goes naturally. When you think of all of the bands and the groups that started when people were in high school, you know, that's what we used to do to stay out of trouble, I think.
You know what's really cool, though, too, is when we're talking about these local artists that come through, it's really cool how, like, somebody like a Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, okay? Mm-hmm. He's got this young group that he's really encouraging, and they're called Decades, and they're 14, 15 mm-hmm. years old. You guys aren't afraid to share and to mentor and to encourage young up-and-comers. It doesn't seem to be like this jealousy thing of, oh, this, you know, this
or threatening.
Young... that's the word, threatening. I think that's cool.
Yeah, you know, they all talk about pay it forward and that stuff. But, you know, even my generation of musicians... We were looking up to other musicians. Right. And, you know, we would be at different venues and go, man, I wish I could play this place. That would be just awesome. My whole career would be made if I could play here. I have a whole list of those. So I've played most of them, thank goodness. But, you know, you look up to it and you aspire to it.
Right.
And there are always going to be young kids that are aspiring to be performers.
And it's cool when those people that they're aspiring to be take the time and the courtesy of helping them out, or at least just even, like I said, encouraging them.
Oh, yeah. I personally remember talking to people that were in local bands, and you really look up to those people, and you're inspired by them.
Exactly.
You know, every time somebody asks me for a drumstick or something, it's like, oh, man, here. Take two or three. Right. I'll even try and sign this round thing, you know?
Wow. Hey, what do you have a category for... Up and coming, or
yeah, we
star
have a rising star,
rising
category.
Star. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, that's cool.
That's pretty much limited to. We try to keep that to bands that are under 21. Used to be 18, but
so that's got to be tough to pick a winner. You know what I mean? Like, who decides on? Is it just voting?
It's
the
membership that
votes, and then the top vote getter.
How do they see all of these?
Well,
see, it's not the board that sees all of them.
Okay.
Really, when you self-identify, when you register at the beginning, then there's a series of votes that takes place. There's two series of votes.
Okay.
So it's really the membership of WAMI that decides who is going to be the winner.
Got it. Right. Okay.
All right. That's cool.
Except for the People's Choice category, which is just an open category that you don't have to be a WAMI member to vote in that.
Do we know the nominees for the People's Choice Award?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that?
Sure.
I would just be curious.
By the way, with Ron Brooks from WAMI. No, go ahead.
Sorry. Talking to, and whammy is we're talking about is it's an area, the Wisconsin area music industry, but this industry, there's a lot of industries, but they really honor and put into a it's not really a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame. It's more of an online Hall of Fame, and they induct people. We're going to someday build a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame right here in Green Bay. But right now, and this when is the vote? When is the vote? It's coming up, right?
The vote is done.
The vote is done. I mean, when's the announcement? That's what I meant.
The announcement will take place at the award show itself.
And that's?
That will be May 19th, which is a Sunday. It will be here at the Epic, Epic Center.
Yep. Right.
Uh-huh. In Ashwaubenon, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody knows Ashwaubenon, so you can say Green Bay.
Is that one of the? Is that on the list of names to spell for cities on the way in?
It might be.
You know what? Yeah. I just went through Ashupin the other night.
None of your damn business, Ron.
we're not cheating.
You're the music guy.
Yeah, so stay in your lane.
So the 19th, so who are some of the nominees for the People's Choice, which any of our listeners could vote on?
Oh, you can't vote anymore. I can tell you some of the finalists that could be winners.
All right.
You're going to be happy to know that in the media award, Max Inc. Radio happens to be one of the finalists.
It's one of the shows that we have here on Civic Media.
All right. That's exactly right. Let's see. Another venue. We always have a People's Choice for a venue. Some of those would be the Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton,
Great.
Cactus Club, Fox River House, of course, getting into Madison, High Noon Saloon, Milwaukee, Kelly's Bleachers. Here in our area, Country Bar, Paulie's Pub and Eatery, which is in Milwaukee, right over by State Fair Park. A place called Shotsky's, that would be the Northwest quadrant. And then Steel Tank, Rally Point, that's another place. The Wharf in Manitowoc. Waverly Beach in Menasha.
Familiar with that.
And then, of course, we have to kind of divide it up into the small clubs and then the concert halls, which, of course, the Alpine Valley, Fox City's PAC, Gibson Community Music Hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
The music. That's places. When we come back, I want to talk about the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because you've got the nominees or the people that are going in, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We got Senator. Did you hear me sing earlier, Ron?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Leave it there, Ron.
Okay. We'll be back after this.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. News from the Center, WRCE.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Continuing on with this hour's Civic Media Spotlight, we now head to a segment from Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, where Pat shares his thoughts on why the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature is holding up the funding that's already been passed for several important issues around the state.
I suppose it will not surprise you to learn that
When you ask what's new at the state capitol, it will once again involve the majority party not in session, on a paid vacation for, you know, 9 months or so here, but are once again being an impediment to progress in our state. And it's not something that anybody should take any joy in talking about. I certainly don't. But you have to raise the point when it appears other people are doing just that. We're talking about Republican legislators who have worked so hard for 5 years to do nearly nothing to cooperate with Governor Tony Evers since he unseated Scott Walker, that along with firing a cabinet secretary and department heads and taking the governor's proposed budget bill and throwing it in the trash and writing their own bill rather than working together, they have also found many ways to block funds that, again, the governor and other reasonable people would be using to help others. Recall how last year the Republican-led legislature, through its Joint Finance Committee, blocked millions of dollars for pay raises for employees throughout the University of Wisconsin system until they were able to successfully blackmail the system into pulling back on some of its diversity positions and programs. More recently, we have seen how, despite continued efforts around Wisconsin to free up the funds, there's still not a dime that's been spent of the $125 million meant to address PFAS contamination in Wisconsin drinking water. Again, Republicans are just sitting there on the money, unless they can somehow, again, blackmail Governor Evers and the rest of the state into taking polluters off the hook and making it tougher for the DNR to enforce the people who are polluting our water. These same legislators are sitting on $15 million designed to go toward basically a healthcare emergency in the Chippewa Valley, where two hospitals abruptly closed. They just closed. And that $15 million that had been allocated by the legislature previously, but still hasn't been released by the Joint Finance Committee, could be going to help augment the health services that remain in the Chippewa Valley. But they're sitting on that as well. So you can imagine my lack of surprise when I saw the headlines that said, Republican-led budget panel objects to plans for opioid settlement funds. The money from the opioid settlement that is supposed to be coming to Wisconsin has been stalled. The headline in the Cap Times says, opioid treatment money stalled by anonymous Wisconsin legislator. And the Wisconsin Public Radio version of the story says, Republicans on the legislature's budget committee have blocked a plan from Governor Evers' administration on how to spend millions of dollars from a legal settlement with opioid manufacturers and distributors. In all, because of a national lawsuit against the pharmaceutical industry, Wisconsin, between now and 2038, is going to get $750 million total in annual installments. And again, recently, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services released a plan to how to spend the next tranche of money that they're going to get, $36 million in fiscal year 2025. The legislature could look at that and say that that is a sound plan. We have a huge problem with opioid addiction. We need the funds for recovery. Let's put that $36 million to work right away. Instead, they are sitting on the $36 million. And the way that they can do that through the Joint Finance Committee is all it takes is one member of the majority, and Republicans control that committee 12-4, any one of those 12 Republicans can object. And you don't even have to know who they are. One legislator can anonymously object to something, and the Joint Finance Committee will sit on the money until they decide what to demand from something in the administrative branch, whether it's the Department of Health Services or the DNR when it comes to PFAS money. Again, money that has already been designated. And yet the legislature added this extra step of saying, no, 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 you got to come to the Joint Finance Committee every time, hat in hand, saying, Mother, may I? And we have to agree with what you're doing or we're going to dictate otherwise. And that's exactly what's happening in this case with the opioid settlement money. And the thing is, when the co-chairs, the Republican co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee, noted that an objection had been raised, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne sent a letter saying that the DHS request is not approved at this time, but the letter did not outline the nature of the objection or any details of any future meeting they'd like to have, according to the WPR story. Needless to say, the folks over at Governor Evers' office are not particularly happy with that. One of his spokespeople put out, and I'm updating the numbers for today here, that as of now, Republicans are on day 57 of refusing to release crisis response resources to stabilize healthcare in Western Wisconsin. They are on day 295 of refusing to release funding to fight PFAS statewide, and we are now 2 days into delaying critical resources to respond to the opioid crisis. It's a very real problem, and needless to say, when people in the governor's office are saying that it's just outright shameful, they're right. They're absolutely right. Now, again, this is not to say that Republican legislators should feel like, you know, they should just roll over for anything that the governor or the executive branch wants. Far from it. If they would like to be collaborative, the invitation is there, unless you're waiting for it to be, you know, engraved and the governor is supposed to, you know, serve it while dropping to a knee or something. But the door is always open to say, hey, can we talk about how we're going to spend this money? And by the way, as far as, you know, how the Department of Health Services writes it versus what Republicans would like to see, I think it's right to ask the Republican legislators, what do you know that's so much different? Where is your experience in this? Whether you went to, you know, medical school or you're a trained counselor or whatever the case may be. Kind of like they're doing with the PFAS money and the DNR. Again, we know where the experts are. We know where the scientists are. We know where the people are that have boots on the ground and can inform the plan that DHS has written up for the opioid settlement. But somehow you know better, but you don't want to tell us yet. And what that tells me is that there isn't anything substantive to this blocking of the money. They will release it eventually. They objected to some of the spending last year and eventually tweaked the numbers a little bit. They're doing it just because they can. Because they can fire department heads. Because they can throw away entire budget bills. It's something that looks good to the base. Look how tough we are standing up to the governor. But I think to more and more Wisconsinites, they're seeing this is a legislature on a 9-month paid vacation that does not want to get anything done that would be for the benefit of Wisconsin. Joe Zepecki is next. You're up north.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Although entire neighborhoods were destroyed by the tornadoes that tore through suburban Omaha Friday, there were just a few minor injuries, no deaths. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen this afternoon.
When we go through tragedies, materialistic things are replaceable. So that's the extraordinary gift that we have, just a couple minor injuries.
But the threat's not over. Tornadoes possible from Texas to Iowa through tomorrow. Pro-Palestinian protests spreading to more college campuses across the country. Arizona State University says 69 protesters were arrested today for trespassing, their encampment taken down. Police in riot gear clearing an encampment on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston, with the school in a statement proclaiming that the demonstration had become infiltrated by professional organizers. Amtrak service from Albuquerque to L.A. suspended after a fiery freight train derailment on the New Mexico-Arizona state line. No injuries reported. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the Yankees. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz had a big night, a home run, four runs batted in, including the game-winning single in the bottom of the 11th as the crew beat the Yanks 7-6. The home series continues. NBA, the Bucks lose on the road to the Pacers 121-118 in overtime. Damian Lillard, already dealing with a sore Achilles, also suffered a knee injury during the game.
I mean, I laid the ball in, and when I landed, when he tried to block it, he landed on my foot. The way he landed on my foot, it just twisted my knee. You know, and it was painful.
NFL, the Packers have drafted five players, three on defense, two on offense, including USC's Marshawn Lloyd, who reacted to the NFL Network calling him the best running back in the draft.
I'm the best running back in the draft for sure. And I think Green Bay got the best running back in the draft because they think the exact same. I'm super confident with that. I think Daniel Jeremiah, he's what he says. I definitely do feel like he's telling the truth on that part.
That's Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around and lows in the mid-50s. More showers and thunderstorms likely for tomorrow, highs close to 60. Early showers Monday, then mostly cloudy, breezy, and a high in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, warmer on Tuesday, highs up to the low 70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm return of premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland...
Pat Kreidlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk live with former and maybe future Congressman Peter Barca about his decision to run this fall in Southeast Wisconsin's 1st District.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media Spotlight. To be sure not to miss out on any of the excellent programming across the Civic Media radio network throughout the week, be sure to download the free Civic Media app on your smartphone devices. Head over to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the Civic Media app by typing in Civic Media and take the network with you wherever you go. Up next, on this weekend's edition of Civic Media Spotlight, we head to the Chad Holmes Show, where Chad was joined by 7th Congressional District candidate Kyle Kilborn.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. expecting to be joined momentarily by Kyle Kilborn, 7th District Congressional candidate, running for the seat currently held by Tom Tiffany. He's not linked in with us quite yet. Hopefully there's no issues with that. Just resent the link to him. So
protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm return of premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball.